You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m.
Back on Drive Time Sports, live from the Sutherland Studios on 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m., we're going to continue our spring season wrap-up interviews. We've been bringing in coaches throughout the last week, week and a half, just recapping everything that went down over the really condensed spring sports season. And today we're going to talk Carbon High School baseball. Joining us right now in the studio to do just that, we have second-year Carbon manager Rob Smith. Coach, great to get you back in. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely. As far as the season is concerned, it was definitely short in the state tournament, and I know that wasn't the anticipation going into it. But nonetheless, you guys still put together a pretty solid season. You go 17-9. I know you finish 3 in the RPI, which is saying something because it was a very competitive 3A classification.
Yeah, I mean, overall, we had a good season. Unfortunately, the last two games of the season didn't go the way we wanted.
Baseball is a funny sport. You and I have talked about this for years. As long as I've known you, we've talked about this, be it high school, college, MLB, it doesn't matter. It's kind of a weird sport. Maybe the best 2 out of 3 is put in to neutralize that one loss. But nonetheless, I mean, a team wins one game, you got to play again. I think typically it benefits that team that just won the previous game in a doubleheader. Is that, can you contribute any of that momentum that North St. Pete built?
Yeah, I mean, that first game Friday morning when they beat us, they definitely had momentum going into the second game. And that's something, you know, as a team, we got to come out, we got to shut it down really quick. I felt like we kind of did that, but then we let the momentum get right back to them in the second inning. And then we both kind of settled down for a little bit, and we had our chances, just didn't come work out for us.
You got to hit the ball.
Yeah, definitely got to hit the ball when you have chances, runners in scoring position. And that was kind of our downfall all year. The games that we did lose, we had opportunities to score runs. Unfortunately, just couldn't get somebody across the plate at that time.
I want to get your perspective on this because a lot of people have said, you know, they didn't know if Carbon had the pitching. I, for one, don't believe you guys lost in the state tournament because of pitching. I don't believe that at all. I think you guys lost because you couldn't hit the baseball. That's a fair assessment, right?
Yeah, I think we had one of the deepest pitching staffs in 3A. Definitely talked with Josh Park at JUHAB about that. He's like, man, you guys are going to be tough. You know, it comes down to hitting the ball, scoring runs. To only score, I think, 7 runs in 3 games, yep, or 2 games, it's just uncharacteristic for us, for Carbon baseball. And, you know, we were averaging 8-9 runs a game for most of the season.
Yeah, there were games that you guys had just previously won. You were scoring 12-15 runs, and the production just dropped off. But again, that's baseball, so it's a weird game sometimes.
Yeah, and just making small adjustments at the plate, each inning, each at-bat, each pitch, you got to make those adjustments. And, you know, that's something we're really going to work on this summer.
I know the expectation at Carbon, it's to win a state championship for baseball. That's the expectation, right? That's the goal. It's hard to do. There's only one team that can do this year after year. It's very difficult to do. And I think Union winning the state championship is proof to just how difficult 3A was. That's a 7th seed that ended up winning the state championship. So when you look at the landscape of the year as a whole, let's remove the way the state tournament ended. Let's remove that. You didn't win a state championship. Well, guess what? There are 17 other schools that didn't. How do you view 2024?
Like I said, overall, I think we had a great season. We had kids step up that, you know, hadn't been in that spotlight before, the varsity spotlight. So it was really good to see them grow. You know, look, going forward, I'm excited for next season. You know, this season was good. Unfortunately, didn't pan out how we wanted, but that's part of, like you said, part of baseball.
When you look at the kids that were forced to step up, you lost a lot to graduation from last year. And so, as you mentioned, you know, there's a lot of kids that really hadn't seen the varsity level to this extent. Not only were you looking at a smaller senior class, not as if you lose a ton of seniors off of this year's squad, but you're getting a bulk of underclassmen that got a lot of solid varsity experience. And you and I have talked about the way those kids were able to progress throughout the entire season. The next 3 years, it seems like this program is set up to be in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, got a lot of good young kids, good baseball players. We just got to get after it this summer and you know, continue to hone in their skills and get them on the right path to to hopefully win a championship.
Let's talk about the senior class. Let's talk about these kids. It's always sad when you see a group of kids go. You got to coach these kids for the last couple of years, and I think, well, they played a lot of good baseball at Garbin High School, especially over the last two seasons since you've been there.
Yeah, seniors, a great bunch, great group of kids. The silent kids that work hard. They weren't vocal, but they went out and they worked hard. Great group of kids.
Talk about some of the individual performances. We'll start on the pitching side of things. As I said, I was impressed with your guys' pitching throughout the majority of the year, but you got Mason Pritchard. He finishes with a sub-1 ERA. I mean, that's incredible when you think about it.
Yeah, for a high school kid, I was talking with the other coaches in the region this morning, 6-1 with a .87 ERA. You don't see that very often in high school.
No. Paxton Falk was another one, right? His numbers were phenomenal. I think he finished with a 1.4 ERA. Again, for a sophomore, I mean, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah. And you had Mikey Vigil that threw well. You had Peyton Molinar that threw well. Maddox Wilson threw well. Stockton Kennedy, before he got injured, was throwing really well. I think we have a lot of good arms this year and coming up again next year.
If we look at the hitting aspect of things, you have Mason who hit .420 on the season. Jace Barlow, it seemed like every time I was talking with you or we were doing a report here on the radio, we were talking about Jace with multiple hits, extra base hits, talking about RBIs. This kid was very, very good. Those two in particular were very good for you.
Yeah, Mason and Jace both swung the bats really well this year. You know, two kids that I think really stepped up from last year to help this team win the games that they won and to help us be competitive. Big moment and good seniors.
One of the other aspects that always stood out to me is Ridge Butler out of the 9-hole hit extremely well for you guys. It was easy for you to flip the lineup when you'd get to the back half, which pays dividends. There's a lot of schools out there, a lot of teams out there that don't have that luxury. But when you have him batting 9, it almost seemed like, yeah, you're going to flip this lineup.
Yeah, and that's Ridge is another kid that stepped up. He didn't even play any JV games last year with us, and so to come from freshman sophomore ball to step up and to hit, I think he was just under 380 or right at 380 from the 9-hole is huge. Stepping up, helping our team, and out of the 9 spot, getting us back to the top of the lineup.
Again, manager Rob Smith, our guest right now from Carbon High School, as we talk about the 2024 baseball season. Coach, you did mention summer, and I know that's a big deal. It is sad that we've kind of lost Legion baseball, not only here in Helper or Price or the Castle Country, but really throughout the entire state. Legion baseball has just kind of gone away. And so I think it was kind of a staple for the baseball program, but now I'm assuming that puts a little bit more pressure on you and your coaching staff to get things moving in the summer, and that's the plan.
Yeah, it's definitely unfortunate. I know American Legion's been big in Carbon County for a long time, and it's just tough. Like you said, American Legion is dying all throughout the state. I think there's a total of 10 teams total in the state of Utah, and I think they're all in that northern Utah Cache Valley area. And so getting them to come down here to play, getting them to come down and travel down to play is really hard. People don't like to travel, and so the cost of things to go up north to travel is expensive, and it's hard to do. So yeah, I mean, definitely tough to do, but we are going to try to get in some other leagues here and play throughout the summer. There's a Central Utah League that they do have, and so we're going to try to get into that and play games through there.
I know I've talked to you about this before, but summer, it's difficult because football is going to be starting up here really heavily before we know it. I know there's basketball camps. You have a lot of multi-sport athletes out there, and so how do you try to juggle that to make sure that, okay, you're getting the proper time in on the baseball field, but you're also allowing these kids to be multi-sport athletes, which is huge for development?
And it's been really good. I've talked with the football coach. We're working together. I talked with the basketball coaches. We're working together. We've got each other's schedules. You got to be flexible. They're going to work with us. We're going to work with them. The kids are willing to do that as well. And so, it's just going to make every sport better as if we all work together.
I think it's always fun at the end of the year to kind of assess things, but you also got to give a lot of credit to the guys in the dugout that help you out. When you look back and you assess your staff in general, I shouldn't say your assistant coaches, your staff in general, how happy were you with what you got out of a group that you're starting to build some continuity with?
I'm really happy with the direction we're going. There's baseball's an evolving sport, and I kind of reiterated this to the kids. We had exit interviews this last week, talked about, the future with the kids, their goals, some things that they liked that we did as a coaching staff, things they didn't like, things that we could change. It was a really good conversation. Probably one of my favorite things I've done as a coach so far is having exit interviews with the kids. But that just goes back to bringing more continuity within the program. All the assistant coaches were there with us. Our staff was there, seeing it from the kids' perspective of things they would like to do, or things that they liked that we did, and how we can grow our program that way.
What seemed to be the one thing that kids liked the most about the 2024 season?
It was kind of a mixture. A lot of it was, hanging out with their friends that way, but a lot of it was the practices that we ran. A few things they'd like to see is more live at-bats, and that's something we've got to figure out how to do as a staff with as many games as you play in a week. And that's kind of something we explained to them. Hey, we want to see more pitching, more live pitching. It's like hard to do when you have sometimes three, four games in a week, and the amount of kids that are throwing and being sore in recovery time within that week. So that's something we got to figure out as a staff and how to do that.
With that being said, I think this year was a little bit more, just seemed like last year was more disconjointed with the weather. This year, we had some games that were canceled, some games that had to be moved, but it seemed like it was a more cohesive season than last year.
Yeah, and it's still hard because we have eight teams in our region now, so we don't get as many preseason games. So, you don't want to throw a kid in the middle of the week that, hey, we possibly might need him to throw on Friday in a region game.
Yeah.
So it's really tough to try to figure that out. But, that's our goal this year, is to try to figure that out. And hopefully throughout the winter, we'll be able to get the kids' arm in shape a little quicker so that there's a possibility that we can see some more live pitching early in the season.
What were your thoughts on the new playoff format?
I liked them. I wish we would have got to experience it all the way through. Just to see, but it's a lot of games in a short amount of time again. But it's really not that much different than playing seven games in 3 days, where you're playing seven or eight in 5 days. So
you're
days.
A fan of it.
Yeah. I like the format. I think it'll be interesting going forward.
Yeah. Coach, it's always fun to get you in. Lastly, before I let you go, I'll let you make one more comment about the team. And of course, the senior class as we wrap up the 2024 season.
Seniors, great job. Way to work hard. Way to be silent leaders and get after it each and every day. Great season. Unfortunately, didn't pan out how we wanted, but that's how life works sometimes. It's how you go from there. So let's get after it.
I appreciate the time, Coach. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Again, Carbon Baseball Manager Rob Smith putting the final touches on the 2024 season. We have so many more local recap interviews to get through. We're going to have one each day this week, and we'll continue that tomorrow. We'll talk Emory High School Soccer. We'll bring in head coach Troy Winter. He'll join us over the phone to recap the Emory soccer season. We're going to pause for just a moment. On the flip side, we'll talk NBA basketball. How about the Minnesota Timberwolves? They recover from a 20-point deficit on the road against the defending champs, and they clinch a spot in the Western Conference Finals. We'll talk about that when we return right here on Drive Time Sports.